So, Sriram, can you tell me about yourself?
My name is Sriram. I'm a 20. Indian descent. Both my parents are Indian, so I'm like pretty much 100%.
Great. So I'm doing a project on Asian superstitions, and I was wondering if you can tell me some superstitions that you have grown up with or heard about.
Let me think. I remember one, you're not supposed to cut your nails at night, and you also shouldn't touch people right after you got a haircut before you shower. One in my house, I don't know if it's everywhere, but like you're not supposed to step on any books or paper. And if you do, you kind of like touch it, then like waft to your eyes. I don't know. It's like, it's just like a statement of like apology. And there's like one, if you like cross, if you see someone else cross their legs, you got to cross your own or else you're going to have bad luck. And if you're like a really cute child, like people like will like compliment you and stuff, but that is kind of like bad luck. And there's like rituals that we'll perform to get rid of that. It's like jinxing you, essentially. So there's that.
Great, thank you. So what was the context behind these superstitions? Where did you learn them? And what parts of Indian culture do you think contributes to them?
Most of them I just learned in my house. I like went to India a lot, like almost every summer, so I'd always get like a taste of the traditions in India, and it's kind of just general cultural knowledge passed down through generations.
Sure. To what extent do you believe in these superstitions?
I don't really believe in them to that great an extent. I kind of get where they come from, though. Like, a lot of them are like rooted in hygiene. Like, maybe like haircuts used to be like kind of grimy or like unclean, so maybe just you gotta shower, you know. It's like impolite to touch people. Maybe if you don't cut your nails at night, like you don't want to cut yourself in the dark if there's like candles and stuff. I don't know, I'm just speculating here, but there's like some interpretations of, you know, the like some of the superstitions that are like pretty wild, I guess. The whole books thing, you're not supposed to step on books, that comes from like God being in paper. We kind of worship like education, so like God, like stepping on paper is disrespectful, so you have to like apologize, you know. That's kind of the essence. I don't really buy into most of them, but sure, they exist.
Can I ask you what religion you are?
I'm a Hindu.
Do you think that contributes to the superstitions?
I would think so, yeah. The whole God part, the God and knowledge. I think it's just that one. The rest seem to be like, just like situational in general, yeah.
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from New Jersey, West Windsor.
Cool. And what is your major?
Math major.
And what is your favorite hobby?
Playing trumpet. Yeah, yeah. Undoubtedly.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
How do I stop this?